Hey, I'm Russell Leeds, and welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. This week, we're going to be looking at the most popular UK cities to buy investment properties, and we're going to be ranking them on a scale of S being the absolute best for some reason. Don't know why S is the best, but apparently it is. And then A, B, C, and D. So if you're interested in buying UK properties and you want to know the best places to buy and why, this is the show for you. Now I'm here with James Yule. How are you doing, James?
I'm good, Russell. Thank you. How are you?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. Banging as always. So I've made a list here of 10 cities.
I love a list.
So how long's the list?
I love a list.
Oh, you love a list. Yeah. 10 cities. Okay. Now these, according to Google, are the most popular cities to invest in the UK.
So we're not including Barnsley then? Because it's a town.
Barnsley did not make the cut. But we did get some. Is Barnsley in Yorkshire?
Yeah, South Yorkshire.
Yes, we did get. We got a couple of
the
Yorkshire.
The centre of the island.
Barnsley.
If you look at the Great Britain map, it's the centre.
But how could it possibly be when it's in the north
of the whole UK?
I thought isn't Leicester the heart of England? They call it the heart of England.
You can't make a fist when you say Leicester.
I can't when I say heart there. All right, so we've got UK cities. We've even got some from Scotland as well. So here's the thing: I'm going to give you now. Ideally,
how many cities is there in Scotland?
There's two.
And what's that? Edinburgh and Glasgow.
Yeah, they're both on here though. They're both on here. So two of the ones that made it on there.
Yeah.
So I suppose we want to try and get a spread. If we can.
Okay.
But we don't have to. So if we think they're all rubbish, then they can all go down as a D tier.
Yeah, I'm sure Glasgow will be.
Why don't we start off with probably the most popular place to buy investment properties, which is, of course...
London.
London. London, baby.
Okay.
Right, so if you had to rate London, you got S tier, A, B, C, or D. Now, I have made some notes about London I can go through. I can go through first if you want, or you
hang
can
on
make...
a minute. So S is the highest.
Yeah.
Then it's A.
Then B.
Then B, C, D.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. It's just A, B, C, D with S as the highest.
With S as the highest.
Apparently, I did sort of Google it to try and find out why. Apparently, the Japanese grading system, I think with like exams and stuff,
right,
S
okay.
Is
so
the
S
highest.
Is super duper.
Super, yeah. Like God-like okay. investments.
Right.
If God was going to invest in England,
yeah,
where would he invest? That's S. Is London, if you were going to place it...
God's country.
There you go.
Exactly.
So where are you going to put London?
London, I would say, it's got to be high, hasn't it? I mean, there's a reason why so many overseas investors invest in London.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the stats on the yield, but I'm guessing the yield...
Do you want me to give you some of the stats, or do you want to make your decision then, and then I'll tell you what I think and where... Yeah, you go first, actually. I'd like to know where your gut
So my decision is, I would probably never invest in London.
I agree.
Just because I live up north and it's a lot higher. I'm more interested in my initial ROIs.
Well, do you want me to tell you the five factors that I've put this list together with?
Sure.
Right, so this is what I think makes a good investment. So number one, if you're investing in property, you want good capital appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, capital appreciation. Number two is the yield.
Mm.
So for anyone that doesn't know, the yield is basically the rental value versus the house
worth.
Yeah. Next is the average house price, aka affordability.
Mm.
So if it's an affordable area to buy, that makes
that's
it
not London.
Well, it's not London. Next, number four, how easy is it to use creative strategies such as HMOs, serviced accommodation?
That's not London.
Well, that's not London either. Struggling.
What's
here.
After D?
And number five, how nice the area is. You know, is it a crap hole? Is it? You
I
know,
like London.
Like you like? Yeah, I like yeah. London as well. Yeah. Okay, so bearing in mind those things, well, do you want me to give you a bit of info about the capital appreciation?
Yeah.
So
high.
No, actually, it's one of the is expected to be one of the lowest. Over the next 5 years?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'd agree, probably over the next 5 years. But I'd say in recent history, it's probably been a very good place to invest.
But is that its downfall? Is that like jumping on the bandwagon too late? It's already...
Oh,
it's
definitely,
already.
If you did it now, yeah. I mean, if we can invent a time machine, let's go back to London and buy everything.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, moving forward, I'd say it's probably been rinsed as much as it can be for the next what, 15 years, 20 years maybe, before you start seeing any massive growth on capital appreciation in London. It's always going to go up, isn't it?
But yeah. It's the lowest across the whole of the UK, according to Savills, for their predictions for the next 5 years. Yeah. It's still going to go up,
yeah,
because it's property. It always goes up.
Yeah.
But they predict 14.2%.
Over 5 years?
Over 5 years.
It's not horrendous, though, is it? I mean, when you think a two-bedroom terraced house is 3.5 million in London, then, you know, you're going to make some decent capital appreciation on it eventually, aren't you?
Yeah. So where are you ranking it? Where does it go in the pile? London, to invest in property in London.
It's difficult without hearing the other ones, but I would say probably C.
You'd say C. Yeah. I would say D.
D, yeah. I didn't want to insult you because you're not far from London.
What, are you going to go? Are you happy with D?
I'm happy with D.
I think it's one of the worst areas right now from the main cities.
I mean, I like to visit it.
Yeah, I love London.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some of the London stats then, okay? So first of all, the capital appreciation, which we mentioned, is the lowest across the UK, which if you're buying a property, that's got to come into it somewhere, right? And even though it's a high asking price, it comes on to the next problem, affordability. You need to save up so much money to buy in London. The average buy-to-let property in London is £496,000.
Wow.
Now, the average house price will be much higher than that, but buy-to-lets tend to go for the cheaper properties.
Yeah.
£496,000.
That's nuts.
The yields are low because the average rent's £2,000. So the yield, you're looking at about 4.95%. It's got low yield. And then the other thing that I thought was interesting as well, I had a little look at serviced accommodation nightly rates. Now, it is high in London. It's 158 quid. Yeah. However, I then said, okay, well, if you're buying the property for the average house price, and let's look at the average nightly rate of service accommodation, I worked out the yield based on a 70% occupancy rate of those rates. And even that yield's a lot lower than the rest of our list, 8.1%.
If you bought it.
Well, yeah. I suppose,
And is yield. That not taken into consideration the 90-day rule as well?
Well, it's not even taking that into consideration, which was our next point. How easy is it to do those strategies when London is really hard? Because there's loads of red tape, loads of legislation. You can't do serviced accommodation in Greater London without breaking the law.
Yeah.
You're
not going to get 10 years in jail, though, are you?
It's unlikely. Mm. Yeah, like, what are you in for?
91 days, serviced accommodation. Yeah.
I just pushed the boat out with an extra day.
It's a
92
on C Wing.
Yeah. The positive of it is I love London. I think it's a brilliant city.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And I do think it's a good long-term investment. Like, I do think even if we had, I mean, we haven't ever had this, but I can't see London ever going down. It's always going to be the number one place, right?
There's no Russian oligarchs investing in Barnsley for a reason.
No, exactly. But it's still, for a normal UK-based investor, D tier, mate.
Yeah.
D tier.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the second city. So the second city is Birmingham.
Birmingham as an investment city, I would say it's high.
Yeah.
Definitely. House prices are decent. Rent's good. I'm guessing yield's good.
So do you want me to give you some of the stats and then you can sort of decide. So capital appreciation. It is good, not as high as other areas, but a lot higher than London, 23.4%. They're expecting it to go up. The highest is the northwest at 28. So it's
like
decent.
Newcastle where?
Northwest, no, Manchester.
Oh,
Liverpool.
Sorry, other side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Manchester where?
It's got good rental yields, about 6.1%, which is decent.
Mm.
Again, it's not amazing. It's not, is it? Decent.
It's 18 years to get your money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
SA nightly rate, 89 quid.
Mm.
So it's not amazing
no.
at that. 12.4% yield for SAs. And the average house price is 183 grand. So it's
no 90-day rule.
No 90-day rule. Has got Article 4.
Is it nationwide? Regional-wide Article 4.
I think most of Birmingham is Article 4 now, yeah. It used to be just Harborne and areas.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong on that, so don't. Mm. Quote me on that, but I believe most of Birmingham is now Article 4. So, yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking?
I wouldn't invest in Birmingham. Not the city centre, anyway. And I've got to be careful what I say because there's a lot of Birminghamers watching this. But the city is just mental. From an investment point of view, definitely. I think as a property investor, I would have...
Birmingham's not a terrible area, is it?
I would say the city centre is one of the most uncomfortable places I've gone in the UK.
It depends where you go.
Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah, it's a big city centre.
So I went to... they've got a new arcade there, Formula One arcade, where you go and watch the Formula
One. I've seen that.
That whole area around there, near Bruny
nice
Place.
Yes,
and, you know,
I'll agree. I've been to a few areas that's nice, but then there's a few areas that's not so nice. Is it Bridge Street or something, where all the... Bazaar and
Brinley Place.
I'm not sure. I've been a few times and we went out once.
Have you been by the canals? They've actually got more canals than like any other city in the world,
yeah,
apparently,
really?
Or certainly in Europe, I believe.
It's a nice looking city. There's a lot of things about it that's good. Just the city centre makes me feel a bit uneasy.
So where are you going to place it?
From what? From me living there or as an investor?
No, as an investor.
As an investor, I would say it's an A.
An A?
Yeah. A/B.
A/B. Mm. I was thinking B. So if you're saying A/B, should we go for Birmingham as a B? I think it's a decent investment.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. It's
definitely.
Not too bad. All right, sweet. So why don't we go to the third probably biggest city? We're going down the order. We've done London.
Is that Manchester?
I would go Manchester, Manchester.
Manchester, I love Manchester.
I love Manchester.
Yeah, it's a nice city, isn't it? I think recently it got voted one of the best cities in the UK as well, above London by somebody. I can't remember who did that.
I think, for me, Manchester is like a mini London.
Yeah.
It's got because what I love about London with the West End and, you know, the amazing architecture and Manchester... It's not... I don't like it as much as I like London.
It's not as pretty as London.
No.
But it's people are nicer.
People are really nice. Yeah. It's got some really... I love the vibe in Manchester.
You'd feel safe... I mean, I'm sure there's some places you aren't, but you'd feel safe walking through Manchester on your own at night.
Yeah. Also, a couple of good points for it. Capital appreciation, 28.8% expected
over the next five years, which is phenomenal. Yeah.
And it's the highest... On that area, so Liverpool, Manchester, but that area is the highest on the list.
Yeah.
It's really good for SA.
It's very good for SA. I mean, M1, we were looking at getting a serviced accommodation in M1 recently. We were looking at like £260 a night for...
A bit noisy on the M1.
The postcode M1.
Ah.
So that's like, I think that's as centred as you can get, I'm guessing.
I assume so. I don't know Manchester super well, but yeah.
And the prices there were ridiculous.
Well, the average nightly rate, bear in mind Birmingham was 89, right?
I bet that's about 115.
Yeah. 115. And the average buy-to-let price is 196. So we compare that...
It's higher than I thought it would have been.
Compare that to Birmingham was 183, but it's not much more. It's a much nicer city, isn't it?
You'd pay that extra 16, 13 grand.
And I wonder if it will be, with Manchester expected to go up 28.8% over the next 5 years, I wonder if Manchester will actually overtake Birmingham from an average buy-to-let price by the end of that five-year period.
Yeah.
So it's going up in value. It's a low crime in the key areas, high rental
Northerners,
yields.
Mate, we're good guys.
Mate, it's a good city.
Guys.
It's a good city. Average rent, average yield, 6.53. Mm. So it's one of the higher ones on the list. Not the highest, it's one of the higher ones on the list. Where are you? For me, I'm just going to nail my cluster to the mast now. It's not from an investment point of view. It doesn't tick every single box from... you know, it's not the most affordable. There are cheaper areas.
Yeah.
But when you factor in all that it's got going for it, the capital appreciation and everything, with the low prices, considering how nice an area it is, for me, it's one of the best places. I'm going to go God tier, man. This is level S for me.
Level S?
It's either S or A.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still waiting for Barnsley to come on the list for S. But it's a definite A, borderline S.
So should we put S, borderline...
Yeah, give him an S.
You want to give it... Happy with it? We can always change it at the end. But yeah, give it an S for now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So we'll pop it in S. We can always change it if we change our mind later on.
Mm.
Why don't we move over to their neighbour, which is Liverpool. Now, Liverpool's a funny city. I actually went to a stag do in Liverpool.
I've never laughed in Liverpool.
Never laughed?
Yeah, I have. It's a good city.
So we're looking at the same capital appreciation.
Right.
We are looking at higher yields, 7.44.
Okay.
And the reason for the higher yields is it's cheaper, which means it's more affordable
so
to get.
So rent's
your first
probably around
there.
The same.
Rent's a bit less, £801 average okay. buy to let rent, but the average property price, 129 grand. Bear in mind, Manchester's 196.
Wow.
So it's massively cheaper.
Yeah.
SA, nightly rate, Manchester's 115.
I'm going to guess 98.
109. So it's almost the same.
It's not far off that, is it?
From an investment point of view.
Yeah. It's not as big, though, is it, Liverpool?
I don't know.
I won't say
this. I wouldn't have thought so, but it's still... I don't think it's like... massively different. I mean, they're similar size cities. Mm.
Yeah.
I just don't like Liverpool as much. But from an investment point of view...
Yeah. Liverpool looks like it needs a good street clean when I go.
The problem with Liverpool...
The docks are nice.
There's loads of abandoned buildings and stuff. And the reason is because the house prices are so low. So
and I'm going to guess the crime rate's high.
It says actually in the... renovated areas, it's actually not too bad. I think it's got parts where the crime's higher.
The renovated areas, is that the HMPs?
I don't know. I don't personally own anything in Liverpool, but
I would buy in Liverpool.
I would also buy in Liverpool.
Yeah, I would definitely, yeah.
And if I lived anywhere, I think Liverpool...
Where would you buy?
I'd probably do it for SA. Yeah. Bear in mind the cheap prices, I'd probably buy in the city.
Yeah, close to the docks. Try and get near the docks.
Yeah.
There's a lot going off around there, isn't there? And it's nice. I mean, I've never been to Liverpool and not had a good time.
No.
I wouldn't live there, but I would invest there.
I would 100% invest there. I'm wondering whether I'd rather invest there or in Manchester. I think definitely if you were purely looking at numbers...
It's closer for you.
You'd go Liverpool.
Yeah.
My heart says Manchester, but I don't know if that's a feeling...
I think Manchester would be the safer option.
Where do you want to pop it? Do you want to put it...
As an investment, I would say it's A.
We'll go A for now, right? A for now. We could always change this because part of me wants to put it above Manchester and part of me wants to not. Let's do some more northern cities then. No, let's move it down. Let's go to Bristol.
Bristol.
Bristol's one of the top 10 areas that people buy investment properties. Mm. Now, I personally... don't like Bristol very much.
It's a grim place, isn't it? I think I've only been once.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit grim. But I think the HMO strategy works very good in Bristol.
Okay.
But that's not always a good thing.
Capital appreciation in the southwest. So we don't break it down by city, but you're looking at about 18%. So it's lower than all the Midlands and Northern cities, but higher than London.
Yeah.
Average yield is fractionally higher than London, 5.66. So it's not a great yield.
No.
Average house price.
That's low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
294 grand. Average buy to let house price.
294?
Yeah.
Wow.
SA average nightly rate, 107. See, why would you buy in Bristol when you could buy in Liverpool?
Yeah. £107 a night. I bet even if you had 30 nights occupancy at that, you'd struggle to do well with them kind of mortgages.
Apparently, it's a strong local economy, safe neighbourhoods.
There's a lot of universities there, isn't there?
Yeah, but
obviously, they're not buying it. They're not renting it.
Is there a lot of universities?
Yeah,
I'm sure
there is.
I think on the
southeast side, I'm sure they've got some really big unis there.
You mean like campuses or actual unis?
Campuses.
Yeah.
Because I remember a guy we were talking to, and he were worried about his HMOs in that area because the local universities that they go to were looking at extending the campuses.
Okay. Have they got Ask before there, or you're not sure?
Unsure.
I personally wouldn't want to invest in Bristol.
It's in the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Well, it's near Wales, isn't it?
Yeah. I imagine it rains a lot in Bristol.
Yeah. I think we did an event there, and I didn't like the event. That put me off it. I don't know. I'm not a massive...
Everybody I meet from Bristol, though, is sound.
Well, there you go. That's true. Yeah. So where are you going to place it on the list?
For me, it would probably be a C.
A C?
Yeah.
See, I'd rather buy in London. And we put London as a D.
Well, D then. I'm happy with D. I was just trying to be nice to Bristolers.
You're too nice. All right, so Bristol, we'll put it into... Again, we can always change these around. Why don't we head over back to the Midlands and go for Nottingham?
Nottingham.
Nottingham, one of the most popular cities in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nottingham's nice. I've only been a handful of times.
They've good definitely city. Article 4 in Nottingham, haven't they?
Is it nation? Is it regional wide?
I don't think it's the whole of it. Okay. I don't think it's the whole of it.
I do know a lot of people's got investment properties in Nottingham. They're doing well, so I'm guessing that the yield's decent.
Let me give you some stats about Nottingham. So good capital appreciation in the East Midlands, although not as high as even Birmingham, actually.
Okay.
22.8%. So it's about decent, 6% yeah. less than the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
House prices are quite low, lower than Manchester.
I'm going to guess.
Go on.
223.
What was Manchester?
Oh, no, Manchester 190, wasn't it? Sorry.
Yeah.
123.
Not that low.
No. Go on.
Basically, you haven't got a clue. 171.
You're right, I had no clue.
Average rent, 947. Yields of
6.647.
Yeah,
that seems quite good.
6.64% yield.
Yeah,
which is
that higher than Manchester?
Slightly lower.
Okay.
SA average nightly rate 94.
Seems about right.
It's not quite as good as Manchester, is it? But it's a nice area.
What is there in Nottingham? I can't remember.
Sherwood Forest.
Is there a bike park there, Sherwood Pines? Is that where that is, that in Sherwood Forest?
Probably, I don't know.
Sherwood Pines. Is, then that's worth
I think
visiting.
Nottingham is a very solid place to invest, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you probably know what you're getting. Nothing much is going to change there either way.
I think it's probably outside of Manchester and Liverpool, which is good. It's almost like a slightly worse version of Manchester. For me, it's got a nice city. It's a nice place. The yields and stuff are good. It's a bit cheaper than Manchester. Yields aren't quite as good, but it's a nice place.
I think they're quite indecided on themselves, aren't they?
Should we go A?
Nottingham as A.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Too high.
I go B.
You go B.
Yeah.
All right, I'll pop it in B. So along with Birmingham. See, I'd rather invest in Nottingham than Birmingham personally.
Would you?
But we'll go.
I would rather do service accommodation in Birmingham.
Let's go B. All right. So B for again. We can always change these. What about right near Nottingham in your neck of the woods? What about Sheffield?
Sheffield, that is close to me.
$150,000 average house price.
Yeah.
28.2% capital appreciation. We're expecting.
Get buying them.
It's
That's
cheap.
Really good.
It is good. So it's pretty much as high
as... nightly rate, what, about...
Nightly rate, 83. 80,
yeah.
So it's not bad for the house price, but it's not as good as some of the other areas.
The service accommodation model's not booming, but I think it does work. Buy-to-let works. It's not all Article 4.
No.
It's just a city centre map, and there's some decent places still to invest on the outskirts.
So here's a question. Nottingham or Sheffield?
Sheffield.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's closer.
yeah, but you can't base it on
that. No. If I were doing serviced accommodation, Nottingham. If I were doing HMO buy-to-let,
you're just Sheffield. Basing it on the fact that it's right near you, aren't you?
Little bit.
It's a C player, isn't it?
Little bit, yeah. But look at the capital appreciation.
That is good.
Can't argue with that, can you?
You
want to do some flips there, or you want to get some single buy-to-lets and hold on them for a while. You ain't going to lose at 28%.
Well, here's a question then. We've got Birmingham and Nottingham in B, right? So if we want to put Sheffield in B, which you sound like you do, one of those is either going to have to drop to C or move up to A.
What do you want to do? I want Sheffield in B.
All right, I would be happy. Let's compare. Which one do you think?
Let's put Birmingham in A.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Over Nottingham. Let's compare Nottingham and Birmingham first, then directly, and we'll see which one deserves. So Birmingham is average yield 6.1.
Okay.
And capital appreciation 23.4. They're the key things, aren't they?
Yeah.
6.1 yield, 23.4 capital appreciation.
Okay.
Nottingham slightly less, 22.8, but the yield slightly higher.
Mm.
And it's slightly cheaper to get started there, and it's a nicer city. And yeah, the SA is more, and a higher yield on the SA. Nottingham beats it, doesn't it? Nottingham is better.
I think, do you know what I think it is? I think it's just because I know more people from Birmingham. I'm trying to help them out, but yeah, let's go Nottingham then.
So should we move Nottingham into A?
Yeah.
And then we'll pop Sheffield into C with Birmingham. Sorry, yeah, into B with Birmingham.
B.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Happy?
Ecstatic.
All right, throw another one in the mix.
Okay.
Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Leeds is a very good area to invest, I think. Serviced accommodation, I'm going to guess, is... Well, I know it is without even looking. It's higher than Sheffield.
It is, 102.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have thought higher, if I'm honest, but... I think the average house price will be... Nah, then you see, Sheffield's got... So, it depends... Are we just looking at city centres?
We're just
we?
Looking at buy-to-lets in the Leeds area. I'll just tell you.
Buy-to-lets, I would say it would be lower.
Than where?
Sheffield.
Really? Oh, see, I'd have gone higher, but let me check. Leeds is 174 and Sheffield's 152. So, yeah, it is higher.
Yeah.
But the yields are better in Leeds.
In Leeds, yeah.
6.67. And SA... is higher than Nottingham as well.
Yeah.
It would be 15%. It's a better area than
definitely.
Nottingham.
Definitely. I think it's an A straight away.
Yeah. I probably agree. So if we're going to put Leeds as an A, we've now got another problem.
Go on. Who's coming out of A?
You got Liverpool and Nottingham. Unless we pop Liverpool up into God level. It's a very good area.
All we got left.
Should we put Leeds in A for now? And we can all wait. And we'll have three in A. And then we can decide at the end.
Yeah, right.
So next, how many have we done? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's just the two Scottish cities now. Okay. At the moment, we've got nothing in C.
Right.
Right, so we've got...
Nothing in C?
Nothing in C.
Okay.
We've got Manchester as S on its own. We've got three in A of Liverpool, Nottingham and Leeds. We've got Birmingham and Sheffield in B. And then we've got London and Bristol... Currently in D.
Wow. That's a great comparison, London and Bristol.
London and Bristol. So where are we going to put Edinburgh and Glasgow? So first of all, I think investing in Scotland straight away as a bit of a negative. They're harsher on their rules,
yeah,
aren't they, right? So
yeah.
For example, service accommodation is difficult.
Yeah.
You have to get a license.
Edinburgh's got the 90-day, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, it's got good capital appreciation. So not as good as the north of England, but
the houses are built very well. I'm guessing you've been to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh is one of my favourite cities.
Yeah. Have you been at the New Year?
No.
Best New Year party ever.
Really?
Firework display is unreal of a castle. Yeah,
it's such a beautiful city.
Love it. Yeah.
The Fringe. I bet that would. I mean, I know.
I've never been.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they've got some good stuff going off. The only thing is, it's just cold.
Yeah, it's got a very high demand for service accommodation. If you get a license there, you're laughing.
Yeah, we've stopped in a few service accommodation units and they were expensive as well.
Average nightly rate, 152. Very similar to London.
I'd have guessed London prices.
But the property price is 250 grand. So it's half the price of London.
And gives I thought it'd have been higher in Edinburgh.
Yeah, no. The average rent buy to let, 1,263, giving a yield of 6%. The yield's not super high.
What's London's, that 2,000 there, average rent?
London's yields is the lowest, 2,000 rent, 4.95. Yeah. So look, but London sucks, right?
Yeah.
So outside of London and Bristol, which are the worst, D,
yeah,
it has got the lowest yield.
Yeah, it's like a slightly better place than London, I think, to invest into. It's like the place is awesome.
Yeah.
But from an investor point of view... It's not that awesome, is it?
So we're saying C. It's better than London, though, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I'd rather invest there than in London or Bristol. All right, so we'll put Edinburgh in C.
What were the predicted capital
good
appreciation?
25%.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
So good. Now, interestingly, Glasgow is the highest yield on the whole list.
Okay.
So the average house price, very cheap.
I bet I know where else it's highest in as well.
Go on.
Crime rate.
Yeah, it sums it up. The research I did sums it up as a variable crime rate.
Yes, I can imagine.
143 grand for the house. It's a cheap entry-level house. 951 for a buy-to-let rent, which gives us yields of 7.95.
Okay.
SA 90 rate, 103,
18%. 103? Is that same as Leeds?
Yes, I believe it was.
Who in their right mind?
It's higher than Leeds. Leeds is 102.
Where would you rather stop for the night? Glasgow.
Glasgow is quite a cool city. I do like Glasgow. Not far from, it's got Rangers and Celtic.
Rangers?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like Park Rangers.
No, Glasgow
Making
Rangers.
Sure everybody's all right.
Yeah, Glasgow's got a lot going for it. But it's in Scotland. Do you know what it's like? Edinburgh and Glasgow, for me, it feels like Manchester and Liverpool. Do you know what I mean? It's like Glasgow works better. It's got the higher yields.
Yeah, on
it's
paper
cheaper,
it's better.
On paper it's better, but then it's Glasgow.
Anything can happen. I should imagine the house insurance is a lot higher in Glasgow than Edinburgh.
Yeah, and would you? You know, we did say we'd take that into consideration on the...
Just from a personal view, it would be a C.
You're going to throw it in, just to make it easier, you're going to throw it in.
Yeah.
So is it lower for you than Birmingham and Sheffield?
Yes, I would definitely invest in Birmingham or Sheffield before Glasgow.
But would you rather invest in Glasgow? So we've got them all that on the list now, so we need to finalise.
Right.
So would you rather invest in Edinburgh, Glasgow, London or Bristol?
Edinburgh, Glasgow, London or Bristol. Whew. Edinburgh. Yeah.
Edinburgh and Glasgow. You're happy with MSC?
Yeah.
Both of them. Even with the Scottish rules?
Yeah, we can navigate rules.
Okay.
Yeah. Rules are sometimes a good thing.
So I suppose the only other question is, do we want to elevate any other city to Manchester God level out of Liverpool, Nottingham and Leeds to have two in each category?
I would say it's probably going to be Liverpool or Leeds.
Yeah.
Now, being a Yorkshireman, I've got to go with Leeds. But
okay, similar capital appreciation.
Yeah.
More expensive, 174,000.
I reckon though, as a buy-to-let, you would probably be safer in Liverpool.
Yeah, and a lot of people do HMOs in Liverpool. A lot of people do service accommodation in Liverpool.
Yeah. But service accommodation, personally, I think would work better in Leeds.
I'm happy to leave them as A, if you want.
And we'll just
have Manchester as our number one place.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we locked it in. So S, Manchester, our favourite place to invest. Not the best numbers, but no. Very, very good numbers.
Yeah.
Very good prospect for capital appreciation. Works well for SA, works well for HMOs. It just works as an area to invest in. And it's an amazing city that we both really
nice
like.
Nice people.
And then in A, we've got Liverpool, Nottingham and Leeds. Still very good investments. B tier, we've got Birmingham and Sheffield. Again, great places to invest. And then as we fall down a little bit, we've got Edinburgh and Glasgow. I really like Edinburgh as a city.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's a fantastic place to invest. And then finally, we've got London, which is my favourite, probably one of my favourite cities in the whole world. But from an investment point of view, I think we've missed the boat with it.
Yeah.
And then Bristol, which is James's favourite city of all time. but he still put it as a D. So there you have it, guys. They are the most popular cities in the UK to invest in. And now you know which one you should invest in as well. The only one caveat I would throw in there for any of this is I do think it's important that you invest in an area that A, you know very well. Mm. So if you want to pick one of these areas, if you lived, for example, in Birmingham, even though we put Birmingham as a B, I would still invest in Birmingham.
Agree
but I don't
that,
think
yeah.
it's that bad that you... So really any of our top... Sheffield, Birmingham, Liverpool, Nottingham, Leeds, Manchester. If I live near any of them...
What if you live in Bristol?
I don't know what I'd do. I'd move.
Just get a job.
Just move.
Just get a 9-5.
No, you can still invest in Bristol. Listen, we said that you can invest anywhere in the UK,
yes.
right? But my favourite places would be from Birmingham and Sheffield up, I think, really. But yeah, number one, you need to know the area. And if you know the area, you understand the local, you understand which parts are nice, which parts are bad. We're looking at the city as a whole. There's always going to be good and bad in anywhere.
Agreed, yeah.
But I probably wouldn't invest. I probably wouldn't invest in London and Bristol.
No.
Even if I live there.
No. London's just... I think it's more of just a status thing.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a status thing, isn't it, London?
I think so. Mm. So hope you guys found that useful. Thanks ever so much for watching, and we'll see you next week.